Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Collaboration of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Frankisha Pierre, and as you can tell, I am using a microphone for my podcast episode. I can, you know, lower the echo, or I can raise it higher so I can sound more dramatic. Woo! So, I'm in love with it. It's pretty cool. But today I just wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about how my week has been. And I promised you guys I would speak more on spiritual stuff today, so that is what I'm going to be doing. Because I feel like, I feel like you guys need a little something new every week, because I'm not just going to be talking about my day, you know, every week, or my how my week was every week, because I feel like that'll be boring to a lot of people. And this is not all about me. You know, I kind of feel like even just the podcast idea, sometimes it kind of rubs me off the wrong way, because I'm thinking, man, all I'm doing is talking about myself. I'm not really sharing much advice, and it makes me feel like a bit almost narcissistic, I guess. But I don't want to feel that way. I want to feel like I'm providing something as well as talking about how I'm feeling, so that I feel more comfortable, because I feel like that's kind of like, maybe it's not, but just for me personally, I feel like talking about myself all the time on this podcast would just be boring. So, yeah. But again, thank you guys so much for listening, and let's get right into it. So I said I was going to be talking about meditation, and I actually got into meditation when I was in eighth grade, around eighth grade. Yeah, I was kind of getting into the yoga meditation side of fitness, because as a 13-year-old does, is, you know, be very self-conscious about their body because they're going through this stage of life called puberty. So I was already into this whole I need to lose weight, and for so young to be thinking that way. I could have been thinking about Barbie dolls, and I would have had a Bratz doll collection, but no, I was just so worried about losing weight. God. I totally regret it. But anyways, so I got into that, and then around high school, I didn't have a phone until I was 18. When I was 18 was when I bought my first phone. But I was, you know, reading through books and YouTube searches and stuff like that, like how to like properly meditate and the benefits of meditation. And even like being raised in a Christian household, I was already looking at other sources of enlightenment. And Buddhism was really an open door for me at that time. So I would, you know, study, you know, Buddhist ideologies, and I would take time to study them and implement them into my life. Honestly, my goal throughout high school was just to seek inner peace within myself and within my life. I didn't want to express my anger in a negative light, but I think of that more now than I did back then. For me back then, it was, I don't want to feel anger at all, which is kind of not a good thing to be wishing for, because now that I'm a bit older and I grasp like my emotions, and I've taken time to actually feel those emotions rather than just hide them, you can still express your anger, but you can do it in a more mature way rather than just lashing out and like blaming other people and stuff like that. And learn now to, you know, set, you know, personal, you know, things around my emotions, like boundaries, and almost like setting kind of methods for myself so that I feel more comfortable with how I express my emotions. I've always been a very emotional kid, and I've always, whenever it came to feeling something, especially sadness, I would express it. And you know, at the time I was called a crybaby and all those things, like, oh, I was really sensitive, and oh, I cried a lot for no reason. And I got that a lot from my peers, from family. And you know, even at that, I look back and I'm like, damn, like, I really cried. Like, whenever I felt just a tiny ounce of sadness, I would just express it, because that's, I don't know, like, I never really felt comfortable with holding that in. But along with sadness, I was also scared to show my anger for a lot of things, which is not okay. Even if you're a child, and I think so, I'm not a parent, so I know, like, a lot of people are gonna be like, well, if you don't have kids, you wouldn't be thinking this way, but I honestly believe children have the right to express their emotions as long as they do it correctly, because it actually allows them, as they get older, to be able to maturely express those things instead of having to struggle. And they don't have to throw tantrums, because that's not a good way to be expressing anger. A good way to express that anger is to take time, breathe, you know, separate yourself, take time with your thoughts, you know, and you can even, you know, listen to music that helps you stimulate and make you feel like more connected to that anger. Like, I like to listen to Imagine Dragons or Ghostmane or Freddie Dredd when I'm feeling really upset, which Freddie Dredd, I love his music, but it's a bit suggestive, and probably not the best thing to be listening to when you're upset. But I do listen to that, or I listen to Beautiful Chorus, Cleo Soul, Erykah Badu, to just get myself to relax. And that's what everyone should be doing, taking time, separate themselves. And then they come back and they're like, hey, I was upset because of this. And I know this is not, you know, you didn't mean anything by it, but I just wanted to express that this made me feel this, this, and this. And then the other person should be responding with, I understand that. I'm sorry that I made you feel like that. For now on, I will this, this, and this. Or what would you like me to do? This, this, and this. And that's how, you know, we should be able to express anger. But for me, if I felt like it was like a goddamn burden, like, I don't know, like, I just felt like if I felt angry, that was wrong, and I would feel disgusting after feeling upset. I would feel like the worst person on the planet because of that anger, which is not healthy at all. And I just learned to instead just take time and just be calm in those moments, because anger, if not seen or identified correctly, or even taken the time to be settled, can result and a lot of things that shouldn't happen, like a lot of tension, a lot of potential relationships that are broken because of this. And that's why I'm like very, when it comes to emotions, like, all emotions are healthy. And I feel like we live in this society where it's like, only the positive things, only the good things, the good things, the good things, the good things. And being in a Christian household, you know, having the Holy Bible and all those things, there's a lot of rules. And now that I'm older and I have time to just separate myself from the situation and understand what I was raised under, raised or influenced by, a lot of those rules were very sexist and very tone deaf and very more of just almost like a perfectionist way of doing things, which is very toxic. And it allowed me to realize that, man, I shouldn't be living this way. I should instead be more liberating of my emotions. So I, you know, took it upon myself to meditate. And then I lost sight of that meditation meditation in general for a long time, until maybe like 18, 19, where I learned about law of attraction and manifestation. And when I started to see and I started to witness, and I even started to reflect on my past and how I was able to manifest some things, I was then very excited to understand that I control my reality, and I also control my emotions. So it makes me feel more powerful because I can actually take it upon myself to react to things better and to put myself in better situations. And, you know, not only have this thought of regulation for myself, but to be more empathetic towards others. And I think it starts with understanding our anger. And so that's why I meditated a lot, because at first it was a journey to be more peaceful and to not ever feel anger. But now when I meditate, it's to understand anger and understand my sadness and understand my stress and understand those negative emotions, you know. And I feel like we tend to just push those things away and be toxic positive about those things, when that shouldn't always be the case. And I know there's this talk on TikTok right now discussing, you know, the dark feminine energy, which is basically describing, you know, examples of ego death and embracing those not so great emotions and being more headstrong and fluid with your mentality, your emotions, your sexuality, and all those things. And so, you know, every couple of years we tend to make, I guess, new discoveries on things based on teachings of different religion or spiritual backgrounds, political backgrounds, stuff like that. Now people are getting to understand how powerful manifestations and setting an intention and understanding the laws of the universe and stuff like that, and how they can take back their power and their mental health or emotional health or all those things. And I feel like we're adapting more as people, and instead of thinking I should be this and this for this person or that thing or for that particular goal of mine, I'm doing it for myself. And I think this quarantine has taught us a lot of good things. And I know the loneliness was a very general theme for this whole, I don't even know what to call it, for the past three years. It's been 3 years, right? But now I'm just thinking about it, I'm realizing, like, we may have been alone a lot, but I think that loneliness allowed us to look inside ourselves. And I remember reading that in a general reading for this group chat that I was in on Discord, and that's what it read. It read that. It was like, yeah, we're separated from people that we love, but now says this is the time to kind of get a little glimpse of who we are as people and what we really need to work on. And for me, before quarantine, I was focused on our relationship. I was focused on being a manager. I was focused on just that, but I wasn't really focused on my emotional healing, my mental healing. I wasn't focused on me, my self-love journey. I was more focused on, am I doing this to make this person happy? Am I doing this to make this person happy? Like, I was just on the search of just people pleasing. And I was a people pleaser. And just honestly, I wouldn't be able to sleep right. There'd be moments where I wouldn't sleep right, or I would have sleepless nights because I didn't have the right outfit and people wouldn't like me this way, or if I thought this way, people wouldn't like me, or if I did this, people wouldn't like me. And it consumed my life. And being in this economical situation that we're all in because of this virus, it really made me realize like what things I should truly be grateful for, what things I need to look for in my life, and it even changed my perspective of what I truly want in my future. Like before quarantine, I wanted to have my communications degree and, you know, be rich and all these things. Well, now it has a little change to it. I still want to be wealthy, but I don't want to be rich. I just want to live life not ever fearing that I'm broke. That's it. That's all I want. I just want to live in an apartment that I can decorate and have nice neighbors and just do what I love, which is writing and podcasting, and making good enough money on it that I don't have to worry about not getting things that I can't get because I'm broke, or, you know, I can just get the things that I want and get the things that I need and not have to worry. That's all I generally want now. I don't really have much of a desire anymore to do things for others. I just want to do things for myself. And if that's selfish, then I guess I'm selfish. And meditation is the source for me as to why I have that mindset now. Because it really allowed me to seek that inner peace within myself. Just relax. Just be calm and cool and collected. There's no reason to stress myself out over situations that aren't even stressful, aren't even horrible, aren't even meant to, you know, those unexpected situations, you know, like a death in the family or a broken friendship or a broken relationship or, you know, anything, God forbid. You know what I mean? Like, just be in touch with those emotions, but in a healthy way, and to just not let it overconsume us. So, yeah, that's generally how I feel about that. But what the fuck? I guess you hear my sister in the background. But anyways, and also I told myself to stop recording when, you know, there's no sound, because that's kind of unrealistic. This is really how my day is. You hear background noise in the house. That's literally how my life is. I'm not really gonna edit that out anymore. Just hear how it is, because I don't know. We don't have to be perfect all the damn time. Understand? But this was a very lengthy podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I want to introduce to you a playlist that I made dedicated to how my week was. I'm going to do this every podcast episode. So please be sure to like that playlist on Spotify and also follow me on Spotify. And I would really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys have a great rest of your week. And bye for now.